are here at Think 17 in New York City with, guess who, Shazia Manis. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful.
Good.
It's exciting to be here.
It is. Well, it's always exciting in this city. It never slows down, it seems like.
It never does.
Especially like at 3 in the morning when there's sirens going by
New
your
York.
Window. You just kind of take it and roll with it. But talking about taking it, rolling, you have had a rolling amazing time the last month or so.
Absolutely.
You've been very busy.
I've been very busy for the last 6 months.
Wow. Catch us up. What's going on here?
Well, first of all, co-op and TMG merged.
Yes.
We are now one co-op, and this was really came after a really solid strategic partnership over the last 5 years, and we kind of came to the point and realization that together, by uniting those two organizations, mm-hmm. the payment front, we can bring in enormous value, innovation, and really equip the credit union movement with state-of-the-art fraud, business intelligence, and a one-stop for anything and everything.
Yeah.
So it's that is what we have been kind of working on for several months, and now we're going to work really hard on integration.
Well, I think there was a collective people falling out of their chairs in the industry, you know, like, whoa, what happened there? So, I mean, it was obviously tremendous news.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you on your new position. Tell us about your new role. In the new co-op, yeah.
Yeah, so I will currently serving as the Chief Product and Strategy Officer for co-op. So in this role, obviously product development, product management, commercialization, each of the lines of business, in addition to enterprise-wide strategy,
okay.
How to make sure all of the component that really resonates with the market, co-creation of products and services with the users, all of that will fall under the product organization.
Well, that's like your wheelhouse. I mean, that's where you live, and that's what you're excellent at. So
it is. I love it. I love problem. I love challenges, because I think those as an opportunity and not as a scarcity. So then we can find, and a lot of the times it's like creativity is like the muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Good. I agree.
I think we've done incredible work during my tenure in TMG, and we would like to bring that over and kind of expand it in a broader universe. So it's just a really exciting opportunity to be able to make such an impact.
So what can credit unions expect from the new co-op that you're talking about? I mean, what are some of the benefits, some of the takeaways here? What can they expect from you guys now?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's seamless experience. So obviously, through the partnership, we were both operating. We had a really good relationship. But in many fronts, it may have been a bit disjointed. You had different tools. You had different people in the front end. We will try to kind of integrate all of those back in.
Okay.
So the first of the focus would be to have a seamless entry point from one portal or one solution to the entire co-op ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Credit, debit, digital solution, contact center. So our clients would not have to go to multiple systems, multiple applications. So we're going to try to make all of that very seamless and user-friendly. A lot of focus will be around data strategy and how we can unify and have more of a push and pull, so we can really have a really robust API type of a solution, so credit unions can use the data and in a consumable way to drive their own strategy. At the same time, can use it to manage their own business model. I mean, fraud, machine learning, there's a lot on that front. We will use those as well. But all in all, it's scale, it's functionality, it's use, and it is really in one stop to shop for everything that you can think of, but in one ecosystem.
So it's convenience.
It is. It is. It
seems
is.
Like.
It is. I mean, you really think about it, you know, having been grown up in the credit union industry, you know, the focus always is about the member service, right? To how to kind of deliver the best, memorable, personalized experience. So if we as a vendor partner, I call it partner, can make that work really easy on the back end, then the credit unions can focus on what they really do best, which is serving the members in the best way, right? So that's where we see our role to be that really indispensable partner and aligning our success with the credit unions. Success. So you're going to see us really uncovering those points of friction, mm-hmm. points of pain points, mm-hmm. and really take one at a time to kind of provide a seamless, convenient solution.
Sounds awesome to me. Awesome to me. Let's see what else is on the docket here for you, Shazia. So, I mean, what consumer trends are you watching specific to how members want and engage their credit unions? What are you looking on the horizon?
Well, first of all, I think trust is the foundation which we have. So as the new emerging membership is coming into the financial services landscape, we have to build on those trusting roots and reach out to the emerging membership, the mm-hmm. members of the future.
Right.
So I think there needs to be a member acquisition type of a point, and that's where the conversation we're having here, I think, around digital revolution mm-hmm. plays a big part. Several other, obviously, is making sure tools, all of the tools we have on the digital side, which are your mobile and online and all of those, work in a very synthesized way with how we conduct business with the members mm-hmm. on the physical side of the house. So the experience has to be very seamless and it cannot be disjointed. So this whole omni-channel conversation, it's very real and it's important, it's here. Along with that, a theme of convenience, security is a big part. And do not think the consumers of today and future looks at convenience and security are mutually exclusive. It's not an or, it is an and. So whatever we push out to them has to be secured, it has to be solid, it has to be flowing in a seamless way. So hyper-personalization, you know, security, and really making sure the message is relevant and pure and simple are some of the big theme that we have got going. Now, obviously, then there's a component of regulation and faster payments, and those will never go away, but I think these are all in line with the revolution we are seeing happening mm-hmm. on the payments front as we are moving from more of a physical point to a more of a digital journey right now.
And I think you guys, what you guys are doing, you're also answering the new generation's concerns, but their habits.
Absolutely.
And we're getting more finicky as a consumer, as a group, as consumers. We're getting almost spoiled with all this digitization stuff, but you guys are there answering the bell for credit unions, which is awesome.
Absolutely. So a lot of the work that we are doing around, say, bringing in Zelle solution, mm-hmm. which is going to be enabling the credit union movement with a really P2P solution, which has the ability also to be much more in the future mm-hmm. as bill payment and the faster payment conversation is moving, right? Mm-hmm. Co-op is in the very front end of that conversation, right? Then you're looking at controls, giving consumers, getting them engaged in the fraud management, so these digital alerts and controls. Yeah. We've been leading that path with CardNav and other controls on the credit side. So we'll continue to see that engaging consumers with more awareness of whether from predictability, whether from information, business intelligence, along with control alerts, make them part of their fraud management journey, because I think that's where consumer wants to know that it's their data, their information, and they want to be engaged and they want to know. So we are making those investments and those enablement to be able to really reach out to that emerging consumers that we have.
Yeah, because I'm a victim of my family, and we were victims of identity fraud. And our account got hacked and all that type of stuff. And so I can relate to this on a personal level.
Absolutely.
So thank you to folks like you out there that are really taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, and taking it.
Yeah, we are spending enormous time and dollars around fraud, state-of-art fraud authentication and detection tool from all multi-channel, from IVR, from our shared branching line of business, from our card lines of business. So, and that's where we are leveraging artificial intelligence and machine learning to come up with our own proprietary score, because the value of the digitization is data is all there. And now it is in a digitized format, so you can grab it, you can synthesize it, you can harness it, and you can have actionable decision. So we are definitely in the forefront of that movement, so to speak.
This is the stuff we weren't even talking about. I mean, we were mentioning it 5 years ago, but
it's real.
Now
it's mainstream right now.
Yeah,
it truly is.
Amazing stuff.
Absolutely. Well, exciting times.
No doubt. Let's see here. What can you share? Not top secret stuff, but what can you share in the co-op's product roadmap? What's coming down the turnpike here?
Well, first of all, a client engagement portal, a single entry point to the entire co-op ecosystem in a seamless way. Mm-hmm. That is number one. Really making sure business intelligence and tools to, for better from an executive snapshot, dashboarding, fraud detection, prevention, we are really going to have a really state-of-art type of intelligence for the users to share. contact center strategy, we're going to have really a robust to make sure the experience that we are looking to offer in the digital side seamlessly blends in on the physical touch point as well. And open architecture and API integration, that is the key to really harnessing the data. So those would be the big ones on the roadmap, with multiple projects and undertakings to be moving it forward, but it'll be fun.
With lots of off-ramps and on-ramps along the way, I'm sure.
And it's all about team. I mean, that's the beauty of it through this acquisition, that we have a really talented team from both end with core competencies, maybe somewhat different, somewhat same, and we're going to try to blend it all together and really build a really robust suite. So it's like... it's the power of unification is what is at play.
Very cool. Last question for you. Get you off the hot seat, because I know you got a busy show here, obviously, the understatement of the year. Who are you looking forward to seeing here at Think, speaking-wise? I mean, because they have such a great lineup of speakers, always.
I really enjoyed the Disney speaker, but I think I am a big fan of Karen Webster, personally. I love her articles, and so I'm looking to, even though she's not a speaker, she's a moderator, but I'm looking to have her bring and harness the insight from all the speaking that's going to happen in the real conversation. So I'm looking to have her own spin on how she extracts the insight out.
Very cool. Well, great message to end on. Shazia, thank you so much. Absolutely. Congratulations on the big move and the role position.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's such awesome news. So
enjoy.
Well done.
Rest of your thing.
I'll do my best.
All right.
Thanks, Shazia. Well done.